Well, good morning. It's 6:10, Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid?
Yeah, Ace. Happy Thursday, or First Friday, as we like to call it here on the Plan B Morning Show. We got to keep things moving. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Nothing better than talking about idiots at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not referring to you or myself, Hunter. So a 48-year-old man, I know, surprising, 48-year-old man named Marty Martinez. That's a great name. Marty Martinez?
Marty Martinez.
Marty Martinez. He's from Lakeland, Florida, just east of Tampa there. Yeah, he's from Lakeland. Isn't that where your family's from?
Very, very close to home there. My family lives in Auburndale / Lakeland.
They probably know Marty Martinez. Anyway, he was arrested Monday morning for a DUI and possession of cocaine. I always love when it says they were arrested in the morning for a DUI, because it's like, all right, what kind of night did you have? What was it, early in the morning? Was it like,
why are you driving home so early?
Is 2 a.m. technically the morning, or is that still nighttime? I don't know. Technically, he wasn't driving when the cops found him. He was asleep behind the wheel of his pickup, but he was a mess. He had a white powdery substance on his nose, and he was oozing a strong smell of whiskey on his breath. And when the deputies asked him to get out of the vehicle, he forgot to put the car in park and it rolled forward. So I don't know if it was if he was just sitting there with like his foot on the brake or something like that. Anyway, he did have enough awareness to remember they had a couple bags of cocaine on him, but at that point, he was already in the back of the patrol car. The cops was still finishing the paperwork when Marty pulled two baggies out of his pockets and shoved them into his backside, the old prison wallet, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The baggies were recovered at the station and tested positive for cocaine. He had a hell of a night, Marty Martinez did. Good Lord.
You know, depending on where was he? That's kind of where I'm wondering, like, did he pass out at like a fast food joint with his foot on the brake, like you said? Or
it doesn't say. What I'm really intrigued by in this story is how he quote unquote forgot that he had cocaine on him. Hunter, I don't know if you've ever had cocaine on you. You don't
usually
forget.
Don't forget.
No, that is the most important thing on you. That is the one thing you're protecting with your life is that cocaine that is
the
on
the most
you.
Expensive thing that is on your body at that.
How much
moment.
Cocaine do you have to have, or how blitzed do you have to be to forget that you have a couple of baggies of cocaine on you? What the hell, man?
Do you have any drugs or legal substances or any firearms? Oh, you know what? No, I don't.
Let's see. Pat,
bags of cocaine. I have those.
There's my wallet. All right, I got my phone in the back pocket. A couple dollar bills in my right front. Oh, yeah, six bags of cocaine in my back left pocket. I almost forgot about that, man. Oh, my God. Well, look, Marty Martinez, you do have the greatest criminal name I've read in a long time, but you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Sorry, bud. You're going to jail.
He thought he would have a fun night snorting cocaine with strippers. Turns out he was dead wrong.
Lakeland, Florida, to 2021.
Another cokehead behind bars. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
More of the